Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, August 27th. Happy Resurrection Day and happy start to a new plan on the Project 119. We're going to start a new rhythm or return to an old rhythm where we read a passage from the New Testament and then a passage from the Psalms every day. I'm really looking forward to this. I hope you will enjoy it as well. So let's jump right in. I also think it might be fun to do a different version every week now that I have the capacity. On the website, if you look and you click on the chapter that we're reading, it will pull it up in whatever version I tell it to. And so this week, we're going to read in the New American Standard Version, starting with Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 through 17. Now, every time I read this passage, I think about a song by Andrew Peterson called Matthew's Begats. Google it. He does a much better job at all of these names, but I'll do my best. Starting in verse 1. The record of the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham was the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah was the father of Perez and Zerah by Tamar. Perez was the father of Hezron, and Hezron the father of Ram. Ram was the father of Amminadab, Amminadab the father of Nahshon, and Nahshon the father of Salmon. Salmon was the father of Boaz by Rahab. Boaz was the father of Obed by Ruth, and Obed the father of Jesse. Jesse was the father of David the king. David was the father of Solomon by Bathsheba, who had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon was the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, and Abijah the father of Asa. Asa was the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, and Joram the father of Uzziah. Uzziah was the father of Jotham, Jotham the father of Ahaz, and Ahaz the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah was the father of Manasseh, Manasseh the father of Amon, and Amon the father of Josiah. Josiah became the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the deportation to Babylon. After the deportation to Babylon, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel, and Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel was the father of Abihud, Abihud the father of Eliakim, and Eliakim the father of Azor. Azor was the father of Zadok, Zadok the father of Akim, Akim the father of Eluid, Eluid was the father of Eleazar, Eleazar the father of Mathan, and Mathan the father of Jacob. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, by whom Jesus was born, who is called the Messiah. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations. From David to the deportation to Babylon, 14 generations. And from the deportation to Babylon to the Messiah, 14 generations. Before we move on to the Psalms, I just want to make a couple of comments. One is that God is always in the work of redemption. I think about the story of Tamar and how she had been kind of widowed and set aside, and how even through kind of a weird story of her wooing her father-in-law Judah, the line of Jesus was continued on. She was the one in the right. He was the one in the wrong. Then I'm reminded of the story of Ruth and how she stayed so faithful to her mother-in-law, and that through Ruth, the line of David comes along. All these different people who showed faithfulness in their own way, and even those who were unfaithful, that God in His grace, like with us, shows mercy and uses them for great things. Then I wanted to make mention of the fact in verse 16 that it says, that Jacob was the father of Joseph, who was the husband of Mary, by whom Jesus was born. My study Bible note says this: because Mary was a virgin when she was pregnant, Matthew lists Joseph only as the husband of Mary, not the father of Jesus. Matthew's genealogy gives Jesus' legal or royal lineage through Joseph. Mary's ancestral line is recorded in Luke. Both Mary and Joseph were direct descendants of David. Matthew traced the genealogy back to Abraham, where Luke traced it back to Adam. Matthew wrote to the Jews, so Jesus was shown as a descendant of their father Abraham. Luke wrote to the Gentiles, so he emphasized Jesus as the Savior of all people. And now let's turn over to the Psalms. Today we'll begin with Psalm chapter 1. Ethan McVeigh gave a devotional in our staff meeting last week, and he used Psalm 1, and he talked about how proverbial Psalm 1 is and how it reminds us of the wisdom of God is to walk in the path of righteousness. So I hope you'll enjoy Psalm 1. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is on the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but they are like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. This psalm reminds us that there are two roads in life. The life of the faithful person is contrasted with the life of the faithless. And the life of the faithful begins with delight in the law of the Lord, in fear of the Lord, as he meditates day and night on God's Word. May that be an encouragement to you as you are seeking to be in God's Word daily. Will you pray with me? Father, on this resurrection day, we're reminded of the promises that in Christ, we are unified with you. Through his blood, we have been bought, and we are now children of God. Help us, Lord, to walk in your paths of righteousness. Help us to meditate on your word and to love it. Help us to truly desire communion with you. Help us to dwell with you by the power of your Spirit. As we worship today, Lord, give us just joy and peace as we trust in you. And as we have our kickoff events tonight, the women's and the men's and the children's kickoff for ministry this fall, we pray, Lord, your blessings on our fellowship, and we just ask, Lord, that you would continue to do your work in and through us. Through Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.